This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
Good morning, my morning routine friend. I'm glad you're here this morning. Jeremiah chapter 23, the old prophet, verses 16 and 17. Here's what he says. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you. In light of Jeremiah's text, let me ask you today, who do you trust as a source of truth? Upon whose advice do you act? Who influences your decision, especially spiritual decisions? These are the important questions for us to ask as we see it illustrated in today's text. God's people enjoyed the benefit of the prophets, spokespersons through whom God would speak. Sometimes they foretold the future, but often they declared to the nation truth about the present. Repeatedly, Jeremiah warns the people to be careful when listening to prophets. Why would he say that? A situation had arisen where false prophets were lying to the people. They were preaching peace, but the truth was that the nation was facing devastating calamity because of their rebellion. A few verses later, the Lord declares, I did not send these prophets, they ran. I did not speak to them, but they prophesied. Consider the question we began with today. Who exerts influence over you? Your thoughts, your actions. Who do you follow? Is anything contrary to God's written word exerting influence in your decision-making? Scripture is filled with repeated warnings about false teachings, suggesting that we as God's people should always be on guard about being led astray. This is what it means for us to be led by the Spirit, and why it's so important for us to encourage our children and our students to do the same. Thanks for listening. May God bless you richly today.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.